Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, and if I could say that, I actually probably could say it in French, but we have enough trouble with it in English, right? Le programme de joie. Today's Bastille Day, folks, which I will sing the Marseillaise for you much later in the program. In fact, my crew actually pays me a lot of money not to sing. So I'm not going to do it right now because Nancy has called. She called early. I'm going to get her on right away without any messing around, even in English or French. Nancy, welcome. Bonjour.
Yes, bonjour, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener. I listen to your podcast all the time. Right now, I feel like I'm in the middle of going through, like, some sort of anxiety attack, and I really want to figure out if I could get to you while I'm going through it. I'm making a party this weekend in our neighborhood. We have... people in our neighborhood make parties in the summer, and we have a nice backyard. So I'm making it, and I found as the years have gone on, I've, like, dreaded doing this. Like, I feel like I should make it because we have a nice backyard. And so now we're having it this weekend, and I'm, like, my heart is racing. I'm, you know, trying to be productive, so I'm the last minute not nervous, and I should be happy about it, excited. I'm having friends coming over. And I don't know why I'm...
Well, let's look. What do you have to do to get ready for the party? What needs to be done?
Well, make sure, like, there's a couple of little things in my house that I wanted to do, like, there was, which is silly, why I even care about this, like, touch up some paint, because I'm thinking people see this. And then get food, you know, decide on my menu. And believe it or not, I'm nervous. And we actually, my husband didn't want a barbecue. So we have somebody who's a service that can come in and barbecue and even serve drinks and help us out. So I shouldn't even be uptight about this.
Stop using the word should, because clearly you feel uncomfortable. Let's just figure out. So, all right. So the touching up of the paint, who's going to do that? You can do it. Is your husband going to do it? You're going to get somebody in to do it. What's the story about the paint?
No, I'm going to do it because it should take 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it because the painter we have can't come. You know, this guy who does other work for us can't come.
Okay. All right. So when are we going to get that done? Do you have the paint?
I have to. See, that's another thing. I have to go look for the paint. I know it's in my house, and I haven't been able to get myself just to look for it. But, yes, I have the paint. It's in
you got the paint.
Store.
You got brushes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but let's just look. Do you think you can get that done today?
Either today or tomorrow.
Don't do that. Because that's what will happen. Because it's not clear to me that exactly what's causing the anxiety, but if we go through the list and check them off and get them done and you're still feeling anxious, then we know that none of those things are causing the anxiety, or maybe the compilation of them is. So what you don't want to do is have something you identify as perhaps anxiety provoking and put it off, because if you put it off, the anxiety will continue, and we're not going to know if that's the cause or something else because you put it off. So what we need to do is start nailing things. Let me just tell you a quick story with respect to your paint. At one point, I used to have parties in February because I used to have them around the holidays, and everybody would say, oh, you know, I'm so busy, I can't come or whatever. And if you have a party in February, everybody comes because everybody's bored. Or actually January, because by February you got Valentine's Day. But by the middle of January, everybody's bored and feeling cabin fever. And I was wallpapering one of the bathrooms the night before the party. And my then husband said, you know, people aren't going to care whether the bathroom is, they're not even going to come up to this bathroom, they're not even going to use this one. They're not going to care whether it's wallpapered or not. And I said, you don't understand. I'm not wallpapering because I'm having a party. I'm having a party, so I'll wallpaper. So it's just, and so, you know, people aren't going to care about the touch-up one way or the other. So, but given the fact that it's causing you some grief, you need to get it done today. And, I, you know, as soon as you hang up on the phone with me, I think what you should do is go look for the paint and mix the paint and get it done, you know, in the next hour or two. Because then one of two things will happen. Either the anxiety level will go down, at which point, bink, we understood that it was about paint. Or it won't, at which point we understand it's not about paint, but at least that's one of the things that are done. All right, so let's go through another list. So you've got a caterer coming in, so you don't have to do that. Do you have to buy food?
Well, yes, I have to buy food and prepare it and have it all organized, and let's say have the meat or whatever and the salmon marinating so that they, when they come in, they would just put it on the grill.
Okay.
So then they
All right, so when are you going to do the grocery shopping?
Well, I've been doing a little each day. Like, I've done the paper goods, and okay. I'm going to go tomorrow because I want to make these meatballs. And so I was going to go tomorrow because I was thinking on Thursday I wanted to make these meatballs and also these potatoes, roasted potatoes, because I figured they would still be good for the weekend.
Okay.
So I wanted to cook, do it as much ahead of time.
Good. All right. Fair enough. Do you have a list and a calendar so you know when you're going to do what?
Well, I didn't write anything down. I keep
write everything down. One of the best ways to deal with free-flowing anxiety is a list. Because if it's on a list, then you don't have to worry about it in your head anymore. Because part of why people get anxious is they think, what if I forget this? So if you write it down, then you're not going to forget it because it's already written down.
Right.
So there can actually be, for example, if you were awake last night thinking, oh my goodness, I've got all this stuff to do. I've got the paint, I've got the meatballs, I've got the potato. If you've written them down, you very likely would have been able to go to sleep because it doesn't have to be in your head anymore. It's on a piece of paper, so you don't have to remember it.
Right.
All right, so let's go through. All right, so you're going to make the list. All right, so as soon as we hang up, you're going to do two things. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to write down the list of all the stuff you have to do because that should at least nail some of the anxiety. Then you're going to do the paint. You're going to go find the paint and get the paint done because that's going to not take very much time, and it's something you can get off your list very quickly. You can get two things off. You can get finding the paint and touching up done within an hour probably. So that should, and that's one of the things you can knock off the list. All right, so we got the food preparation. What else? You have to clean the bathrooms and stuff like that?
Well, no, because, we have someone that comes in every other week for us, and so she was going to come in this weekend. So, to do heavy cleaning.
Okay, good enough. All right, fair enough.
And then I figured in my mind, right before, you know, like the morning of the party, Sunday morning, I just go around and check the bathrooms to make sure, you know, and make the beds. But I'm like, the thing that's concerning me also is like, why am I getting so worried like this?
That's a good question. Do you enjoy, are these people that invite you to places?
Yeah, it's like we have in our town, we invite each other.
Okay.
I'm nervous to invite them, yet they all like me. I know it's not.
Right, so it's
I'm
not
trying to rationalize.
All right, so it's not that you're afraid that that people aren't going to come to the party. It's not you're afraid. Is there some sense of, you know, I do more for them than they do for me?
No, I think it's the opposite. I feel like they do more, like they entertain more, they go around like at the party. They go around and serve drinks, and I feel like I don't know if I'll be as good a hostess. Like that's why that's why I'm nervous that I'm even having somebody come help.
All right. Now wait a minute. Are these people that are friends or people that are acquaintances?
No, they're friends. I mean, they're friends, and a few are very close friends.
Right,
like one of them especially is very close.
Do you have the sense that they're judging you? That they'll think less of you if the party
is
in
the... Yes, I do.
All right, well,
let's look at that.
I
do, and I don't know why.
All right. Have you ever overheard anybody saying anything about your parties that was negative?
No, and just recently someone made a comment about one of them, that something about, they remembered at a party everyone did this, or, you know, and it was... She said, I think it was your party. Like, it was positive what she was saying.
All right, so let's... Do you have other areas of your life that you feel kind of insecure about, that people don't love you enough? Did your mom ever say you're not a very good hostess? Is there something? I'll tell you what, we're probably about to come up on a break. And so what I want you to do is, instead of wandering away from this anxiety, which feels terrible, look at it a little more carefully. See if there's another time in your life that you can remember feeling similar feelings, and let's see if we can attach it to that. Because if we go down the list, sounds like you got everything under control, but you're still feeling anxious. So let's figure out where that's coming from. I'll put you on hold. Be back to you in a moment. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have a question? question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Nancy, who is having a big party on Sunday, and she's done the party before, but she's really feeling really anxious about it this time. We're trying to figure out why, and we've gone down the list. She wants to do a little bit of touching up around the house, which is certainly not an unusual impulse. That I don't think guys have this impulse. I think men basically just want to make sure that all the dirty clothes are underneath the bed. They don't even care about making the bed. They'll just pull up the bedspread. But we sort of, this is our time to make sure that everything's perfect. I think we have this fantasy that our mother-in-law is going to come along with white gloves or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But that's kind of what we're looking. We're in search of where this anxiety may have come from. So have you felt this way in the past under different circumstances, Nancy?
Yeah, one thing that comes out, when my kids were younger and in like elementary school, and it would be the end of the year, and a lot of parents would be going to ask for certain teachers for their kids. And I remember, I can't remember the details, but I remember all us feeling like, I don't remember if I asked or I didn't ask, but I was going through such anxiety that my daughter is going to be left out. Like, I feel like I'm always worried about that there's something underlying that I'm all of a sudden, maybe I was living through them. They were going to be left out, and that I feel
right,
like
tell me about your family. All right, so which number kid are you in the family?
I'm the oldest. There's two girls. I'm the oldest.
Okay, your parents alive or not alive?
My mother is alive.
Okay. Did you feel like you were the favorite or the not favorite, or what's the deal here?
No, I think I felt like I was more towards, if anything, the favorite. But they treated us both the same.
Was your mother very judgmental? Was she always criticizing you?
I don't know. I think she... when I was growing up, she always wasn't, like, emotionally available. You know, like, she told me that she, you know, had to talk to someone when I was growing up. And, you know, she was very young bringing us up. And I do feel like my childhood, which I don't remember a lot, I don't think I was the happiest person. But maybe sometimes I think this anxiety stems from that, but I can't seem to reach it. And I do remember recently we had a high school reunion, and I felt right before it, I felt like a few days of, during that week before it, I felt like I had some sort of a meltdown. But then when I went to the reunion, I was fine. Like I can usually, I'll have, like even with this thing with my kids, taking a teacher, you know, whether I should talk to the teacher or that she'll get left out. But then I'll pull myself out of it. I'll have this anxiety and then come out of it and I'll be fine.
So look, let's figure out what's perfectly normal here. I mean, I think going to a reunion is always a little bit, I think that most people feel a certain amount of anxiety, like meeting an old boyfriend, or obviously a reunion is going to have some of that, or going for a job interview. It's kind of like, am I going to be judged? Am I going to be found wanting? Am I going to live up to the standards I want? Am I going to be... Are people going to talk to me and not talk to me? So I think there's always a certain amount of that. But I think it's exactly as you say. Most of us can say, okay, we do one of two things. We either say, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then we say, well, nobody would talk to me. And so then we say to ourselves, okay, well, if no one talks to me, what am I going to do? Well, I can either leave or I can go up and talk to somebody. And that's basically, so the notion of people not feeling, not being accepting of us, judging us, is really part of the human experience, I think. But as you say, so having that little twinge, I mean, I suppose there are people who don't care one way or the other, but they're either probably sociopaths because they don't care what anybody thinks, or they're wildly confident, and I'm not sure that there's a huge distinction between those two. I don't know that, I think some people are better at faking it. I don't know that anybody is that wildly confident. I think that everybody has that kind of little... because it's unknown, and we care about it. We're not going to feel anxious about things we don't care about, right? So part of the deal with anxiety is figuring out how much of it is normal. For example, for those of us who do speeches, will tell you that most of us have some kind of anxiety before we give a speech. And the question is, how much is a good amount so that we give a really good speech and we care about it and we prepare, and how much is pathological so we have such stage fright that we can't perform? And I think most people who do this, even for certainly for a living or frequently, will tell you, without a little bit, you're very likely going to be flat. That little sense of, gee, is this the time that I'm going to not, you know, sing on key or not find the right word or somebody's going to boo me? That if we don't have a little bit of that, we're probably not going to be quite as on top of our game as normal. But then we sort of do a couple things. We say, well, I've given speeches before and they've gone okay. Or I've given a bad speech and it didn't kill me. Or I'll focus on one person. Or I'll figure out how to think of everybody as naked. And all of those are just strategies for saying that either I've done it before, so I'm better than I think I am, or I don't care as much. So we've lowered the sense of risk. And that's really what we're trying to do here. And it sounds to me that whenever you feel that the stakes are high enough, that you feel some anxiety, which is not abnormal. The question is, are you, and it sounds like under most circumstances, you're able to do exactly that strategy of, it's not, it's just understand how to take some of the risk factor out of it, how to care a little bit less. And you do that, like most of us, in two different ways. One is to say, what's the worst case that can happen? Because then we've contemplated disaster and we figured out a plan. So what's the worst case that the caterer doesn't show up, or you don't get the meatballs done, or you don't get the painting done? And I'm sure I'm upping your anxiety as we're talking about it. But if you go through those one at a time, what you can understand is nobody will care. That you'll feel anxious about it beforehand, but once you're in party mode, you'll be fine. And the other is, how do I lower the anxiety of saying, well, other people have had dirty bathrooms, or, you know, the important thing about the parties is the food is fine, but the real fun thing is the people, and the people are going to, they'll entertain themselves, even if I decide that I have a migraine, I'm going to go to my bed. So it would seem to me that part of what you may want to do, if it's because it sounds like it's causing you more pain then you're figuring is okay, is to figure out why the risk factor seems so high, why you have the sense that I'm not going to be able to cope with this, and see where that comes from, whether it's getting your kids into the right class or having a successful party, and see where you can figure out, did you overhear somebody say something once about you? Did you get the sense from your parents that you were not capable? Did you mess something up and it felt terrible and you keep sort of going back to it? So, you know, you may be able to do it just with a paper and pencil once you decide that the anxiety isn't your enemy, that you don't have to avoid it at all costs, but instead of avoiding it, that you look into it in the same way that you and I have done it. We go through a list. And so what we've done in this phone call, hopefully, is done two things. We've looked at the specifics of why you're feeling anxious now and making the list and just going through them one at a time and checking them off, starting with the list and then going to the paint, and then looking at the larger thing of why when anybody, when they feel there's a risk involved, is going to feel anxious. That's by definition what anxiety is. And see if you can figure out why the risk factor, why it seems so large to you. If you want to, stay on hold for a minute. We can talk about this a little bit more if you'd like to. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Nancy, who is kind of a nervous Nelly to a certain extent, which, as I said, you know, all of us have issues that make us a bit nervous. And whenever we feel that the risk is high enough, which means we care about something, what we need to do to make ourselves feel better is to lower the risk. And there are two ways of lowering the risk. Well, three. One is to make a list of what the issues are and just knock them off. And sometimes that list can actually lower your anxiety. The second is to figure out worst-case scenarios so we have a plan which can lower the risk because it makes us feel more competent about the risk. And the third is to figure out how to care a little less about it, how to decide, and that's the look at people in their underwear, remind yourself that you've had successful parties in the past, remind yourself that you don't ever have to do this again, whatever it is that'll make you feel better. All right, Nancy, you said you had another question. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just had one other thought as a result of this. Part of it, I don't know if it stems from the fact that I feel like they do think highly of me and that I'm not hiding something. Like if something goes wrong, then they'll change their opinion of me. I don't know if that's right. Part of it.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's what we call, for lack of a better term, the imposter phenomenon, which is I'm spinning the plates and it's only a matter of time till everything crashes. But that's an issue. Do you think that your friends, I mean, if your friends had a lousy party, do you think you'd care less about them?
Not at all.
Okay. So
I think they have, I've gone through that in my mind where I'll say, oh, this one did this and I thought it was silly. But yet I don't think one way or the other. Like, I'm worried what people will, you know, I'm very worried what they'll think, like, oh, I'm having somebody come help us, and they'll say, oh, you know, that's silly. But then if I don't, I'll think, why shouldn't I if I want it?
All right. So Nancy, maybe what you need to do is, do you have a friend that you really trust, that you really like?
It sounds
like this may be more acquaintances than friends. Because I think we have the sense that our acquaintances can judge us, and our friends tend not to. So maybe part of it is just sitting and with a friend of saying, you know, do you think people are going to think less of me because, I hired somebody, at which point your friend, if they're a friend, will say, Nancy, everybody thinks you're terrific, and who cares what they think? You know that this, you'll make a great party. Would you think less of somebody if they hired somebody? You'd think, wow, they really want to have a good party.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, because when I actually saw that other people did it, that's what gave me the idea. So that's why it's foolish what I'm saying.
Well, it's not foolish if it makes you feel that way. I think you don't be so dismissive of your feelings. Just see if you can figure out where they come from. Is your husband supportive of you?
He thinks like what with the party that it's foolish. Like, why am I getting so upset? This is ridiculous. And,
right, but wait. First of all, that's not very supportive of him. And I think he's trying to do it from the sort of male standpoint of sort of making you feel better about it, but it's not working. What is what does he worry about that you think is ridiculous? His golf score? His hair? What, his something at work?
Or he'll, when someone says something to him, he'll say, like, they're making me look like a fool. And I'll say, oh, no, they don't even think of that.
Right. So listen, the two of you, it sounds to me, need to have a conversation with each other, because it sounds to me that neither of you are very supportive of the other person's emotional landscape. And maybe that's where it would start. That you saying to him, look, I'll tell you what, when I'm saying I'm feeling nervous about this, instead of saying that's foolish, you might want to say, what can I do to help you? And that might calm you down immediately at that moment. Because if you're feeling like, you know, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, my friends are going to judge me, my husband thinks I'm foolish, that's not going to lower your anxiety levels at all. So maybe taking a walk with him today and say, look, I'll make you a deal. Instead of being dismissive of my concerns about the party, if you just say, gee, honey, what can I do to help? Then the next time you're complaining about people making fun of you at work, and I say, they're not even thinking about that, I'll say, what can I do to help? All right? Because it may be that if the two of you are feeling more that you're a team together rather than that you're each alone with your own senses that you know on some intellectual level are foolish, but it doesn't help the feelings at all. The feelings still go, oh my gosh, my stomach feels terrible. I'm staying awake night worrying about this. So maybe we could start with just him and the two of you making a deal that you're not dismissive of each other's concerns, that instead of saying that's foolish, you say, what can I do to help? And that forces the other one to do essentially what I've just done with you, is go through a list. And my guess is that you probably feel somewhat better at the end of this phone call, even though we really dredged up a lot of stuff than you did at the beginning, because instead of just letting your stomach respond and say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, your head said, well, okay, paint, we can do the paint, we can do the list, other people have done this, that you've moved that sense of dread and begun to dissect a little bit, which means usually that's why we call it free-floating anxiety, is it's not really attached to anything. And once we begin attaching it, we can begin dissecting it. And once we can dissect it, it tends to dissipate a little bit. So I think number one, make the list. Number two, the paint. Number three, the husband. Okay?
Okay.
And number four,
yeah,
if you have a really good friend, and it can be, I mean, it can be one of your kids, it can be your mom, it can be anybody, but somebody that you know really gets you. And I mean, one of the things about our friends is that we accept their foibles, you know, that we don't love them in spite of them, we love them partially because of them. And so it's not abnormal to feel anxious about throwing a big party, but you don't want to be immobilized by it, because next year, I mean, you can decide at the end of it, do I want to have the party again next year or not? And I have a friend who, she's a member of a club, and every year the club has a big deal, and that she invites all of her friends to that because she doesn't want to give a party. And she figures the club is fancy enough, all she has to do is buy the tickets, invite the people, and she doesn't worry about it at all. And clearly she's somebody who feels anxious about entertaining, and that's her solution.
Okay. Well, right. I have to say I do feel better.
Good.
I don't know. You know, when you said I realized my chest is not pounding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was.
Okay. So understand, you can download the podcast in about, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. You can listen to it again. But understand, the issues are worst case scenario, what's the worst that could happen, making a list, and then figuring out how to care a little less about it. And in this particular case, you're going to do the list first, then the paint, then the husband. And if you feel you have an ally, so when your chest gets tight again, you can go to your husband and say, okay, foolish Nancy time, I need you to just hold my hand, rub my feet, and listen to me, and then ask what you can do to help. And I'll do the same thing for you. And you may find that your marriage is a bit stronger as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Alrighty?
That makes sense. I feel much better.
Good. Call me if you need me. Have fun at the party. And send your meatball recipe along.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Nancy. Okay, folks, one of the reasons we spent so much time with Nancy is because anxiety is such a common phenomenon. It's actually replaced depression as the number one psychological issue in America. So there you go. Andrew, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm well today.
Yesterday, I want to say it was in the second hour, you had a lady call in about having trouble with her kids trying to get to sleep.
Yes.
Okay, and if I remember correct, you had asked her if she had the blackout curtains.
Yeah.
And her response was that she, in one room, they had a fan in the window, and in the other room, they had an AC.
Yeah.
I want to call and make a suggestion. Hopefully she's listening. Or when she calls you back to let you know what the results were. They also have blackening shades.
They all have
blackout
what?
Shades. Blackout shades.
Okay.
To replace your current shade. And usually, like, Home Depot and Lowe's sells them. Because I've actually got one in my room because I suffer from migraines. So I need a pitch black when I have a migraine to be able to get the migraine to help go away.
So you can pull it down to the level of the air conditioning, the air conditioner.
Exactly. You can just pull it to the level of the air conditioner,
okay,
and then it blacks it out.
Good idea.
And they usually come in 6 millimeter, 8 millimeter, and 12 millimeter. So obviously the higher millimeter, the more it's going to darken the room up.
Okay. Fair enough. They also help, I know, to keep, because I have them in my apartment here. Because I have a lot of windows, which is wonderful in the winter. In the summer, it's a greenhouse. So,
exactly.
So I'll put the shades down just because it keeps the house cooler.
Exactly. But I heard
that's
that.
Good point.
I heard you say the curtains, but I'm like, I'll call and say something about the shades because I know they have the shades.
Yeah.
And they'll actually, if they don't have the right size, you can buy the bigger one and bring your shade in, and they will cut it down to the size for you.
We love that part. We love that part.
All right.
Great. Andrew, thank you. Hopefully you don't have any migraines anytime soon. But thanks for the help.
I know.
All right. Thank you, sir. 855-993-7569. It's Bastille Day. You want me to sing? Oh, please. No, if you don't want me to sing, you'll have to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so it is Bastille Day. Allons en front de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé. I had to memorize that for my French class. I had to sing it for my French class. I know Manny has got his fingers in his ears at this moment saying, no, no. But today is National Nude Day, so it could have been worse, Manny. Trust me about this.
Yeah.
All right, so we had your two confessions last week, right, about a certain color in your beard that you had taken some steps to alleviate.
Yeah.
I will say no more. So Trevor, who filled in for yesterday, also had a confession to make. Do you want to hear it so you can hold it over his head for the rest of his life?
Sure.
Yeah, like, Joy, of course, guys do that. Okay, yesterday was National Nerd Day, celebrated Nerd Day, and it was National Barbershop Quartet Day. Trevor admitted, and I pointed out that those two were interchangeable. Trevor pointed out that he had actually, in The Music Man, been the tenor in a barbershop quartet. And he was sobbing by the end of the confession. But he said he felt much better after. He didn't remember the song from Music Man, and I did, which was even more embarrassing for both of us. Ida Rose, I'm home again, Rose. Never mind. So, see, your confession is kind of pales in comparison, don't you think? Get it? Pales in comparison? So we do a lot of true confessions around here. All right, this day in history, in 1798, the Sedition Act made it a federal crime to write, publish, or utter false or malicious statements about the United States government.
Hmm.
All right, so it can be false or malicious. You can see that there could be a fine line there with freedom, you know, freedom of speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea is that you can't plot to overthrow the government. I think that's really what it was about. I think that's how sedition is usually viewed. Mm-hmm. In 1853, the first major U.S. World's Fair, the industry of all nations in, do you know where it happened? You do, because you probably read this. Maybe you didn't. New York.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. In 1874, the Chicago Fire of 1874 burned 47 acres of the city, destroyed 812 buildings, killed 20 people, and resulted in the fire insurance industry demanding municipal reforms from Chicago City Council. Remember Mrs. O'Leary's cow supposedly kicked over the lantern, and that's supposedly how the Chicago Fire started? Do you remember that?
I remember hearing something about that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true. I think that that's kind of what people believe. Today is kind of a difficult day in history, as a matter of fact. In 1877, the Great Railroad Strike of 1877 began in Martinsburg, West Virginia, when the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad workers have their wages cut for the second time in a year. Yeah, railroad strikes quite often, Pemberton's involved in that, I remember. I think that was the one. 1911, Harry Atwood was a pilot for the Wright brothers, and he landed his airplane at the south lawn of the White House. Today, he would have been shot. He's awarded a gold medal from the U.S. President William Howard Taft for this feat. I don't think that would go over that well today, do you? Well, remember, there was a guy who did that. Yeah. In 1943, in Diamond, Missouri, the George Washington Carver National Monument became the first United States National Monument in honor of an African American. In 1969, on this day, the United States $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 bills are officially withdrawn from circulation and put into Manny's bank account. Okay, so the last phrase was not accurate.
Have you ever, though, right?
Yeah, have you ever seen a $10,000 bill?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Curious as to who's on it.
Well, we can find out. Yeah. Capital punishment in 1976 was abolished in Canada. I mean, Canadians really do very good work sometimes. Not always, but quite often. They're kind of our, let's see, if it says, gold certificates were issued after the gold standard was repealed and gold was compulsorily confiscated by FDR in 1934. Let's see if they say who's on the bills. It does not. I can't. High denominations. Wait a minute. These are portrait engravings. John Quincy Adams is on the 500. These are the portrait and the, yeah, Albert Gallatin is on the, was on the 500. Oh, that's the franc. Never mind. Never mind. $500, let's see. I'm just trying to find, these are all, these are types. I think the American ones, they also have $500 franc and stuff like that. John Marshall, that's French. This is hard. Abraham Lincoln was also in the 500. These are certificates, I think, of deposit. Yeah, these are banknotes. That's not what we want. We want, well, except are these called banknotes? No, they're called, so Alexander Hamilton is on the 1,000, apparently. Okay. This is a little, Grover Cleveland is also on 1,000. James Madison. These are banknotes, though. I don't think these are the same or dollar bills, or maybe they changed. Andrew Jackson is on the 10,000, according to this.
Hmm.
So I don't know. It's a little hard to tell, maybe. Woodrow Wilson is on the 100,000. You know, I'd kind of like to have my face on a $100,000 bill. Figure I'd never get old. Well, you get green and wrinkly, I guess. But I'm probably going to get green and wrinkly anyway.
I would just prefer to have a $100,000 bill.
You don't care whose picture's on it.
Yeah, I just want it in my possession. That'd be nice.
If Alfred E. Newman is on it, it's probably not going to be worth a lot, though. What can I tell you? You know, I know that's a rash statement, but I think it's basically more or less true. It's just not going to work for you.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, so no 1,000, 5,000, 500, and $10,000 bills. I remember being really upset when ATMs stopped giving $10 bills and started giving 20s. I thought $10 bills were much easier to deal with.
There are still a few. I still come across a few that give out $10 bills.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
good. From my credit union in particular.
Huh. I actually have a $2 bill that I keep as a good luck piece, which is actually a real bill. Because remember, it's funny as a $2 bill, but I have one.
I have one, too. Yeah.
And I don't spend it.
Nope. I hang on to it.
It's kind of like
cool
rabbits.
Have.
Yeah. I mean, it's and I guess I don't know that I would keep as a collection item a $10,000 bill. Although I actually had some Confederate money at one point because I had some family members who went through Reconstruction. So they, and of course, Confederate money was essentially useless. But, you know, I had some. I don't even know what I did with it.
Hmm.
Probably gave it to my ex as a divorce settlement. No, no. Come on. I didn't do that. You guys, shame on you. You should expect better of me. All right. 855-993-7569. It is Bastille Day. So if you have any French recipes that you want to share with us, I have no idea what that actually means. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Herbs Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.